Hello.
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking, Mr. Jacobs. How's your day going?
All right.
Good, good. So I did receive your message. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh, good, good. And I know that we had talked a while back. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Okay, so from the time that this process starts, I mean, do we have like a time frame on how things work?
Yes.
You know, so from this forward here, I mean, what happens, let's say, from this day forward?
Okay, so let me look at the client interview calendar. There's still an opportunity for us to have you speak with one of our technicians today. So that's the very first thing. We'll spend about 25, 30 minutes talking to you about, you know, how you want your business to be branded so we can build out that website, create all the content to get you found on Google. You know, so we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. So that would be a follow-up call that we would do today. We would ask you to email us photos so we can add those photos to your website, and it would take us about 3 or 4 business days to finish your website. At that point, you do get a username and a password and access to your tracking system, because in that same time frame, we will create the almost 70 different destinations and directories that Google indexes. So Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, all of that content and more will create right away. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to act quickly, get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, as it is a month-to-month service. We know that we need to earn your business 1 month at a time. Do you already have photos of some of the work that you've been able to do?
Yeah, I take photos of everything I do.
You do? Okay. Now, if you remember, I'm sure I did tell you, the initial construction of your website is included in that flat rate of $199. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is also included. So as we start sending you jobs, you can take more photos of those jobs. We can add those photos to your website, and there would never be any additional cost for that.
Okay. All right. All right, well, I guess let's start this and see if you're a man of your word.
Well, you know, a lot of times I'll say something like, give me 1% of your faith and trust and the first month to earn the rest. I do see the business branded as WB Jacobs LLC Concrete Services. Now, is that correct? Is that how you would want your company to appear online, how you want it on the website?
I mean, you know, to be honest, whatever. I mean, if there's a better wording for it or a better way to do it, I mean, honestly, this kind of isn't my department on that. I mean,
yeah.
The only thing I want is, honestly, I'm just looking for telephone calls.
Right. Well, the only thing that I would wonder about, and it's not like we need to do anything to change the name of it, but just so we know how to accurately brand your business, the concrete services, that's only an aspect of what you do. You mentioned before that you do quite a lot of different things, right?
That's the main thing. I do things, but that's really my main bread and butter. I tried that jumping around stuff, and it, some people that works, and for most others it doesn't, and I was one of those that it doesn't really work. I'm just learning. I just got to stick to basically what I know and keep my items down.
Stay in your wheelhouse, what you're comfortable with. You've got bread and butter services, you know, you might as well work on that. So I just wanted to be sure because, you know, like I said, the website and the verified listing on Google, the verified on Bing, all of those different destinations and directories, I mean, we can always change things later, whether it is a phone number, add more services, or even, you know, change the business name, but now is a good time for us to make sure that we have everything accurate, since there is going to be a lot of branding for your business on Google. And I think I asked you before, though, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is not only the best number for us to reach you regarding your account, I believe it is also the number that you want your customers to call. It's the business
Correct.
Number, right? Okay, perfect.
Correct.
And you can receive a text message on this number?
Correct.
Okay. Now, most of the time, you're going to get direct phone calls. The calls, of course, come directly to you. They'll be calling your number. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website will also have a contact form. So when people fill that out, let you know where they're located and what they want to have done, when they want you to come out, you'll get a text message as well as an email. And I've got the will.jacobs777@yahoo.com as a good email address for you. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then although there is the physical address of 2087 Gladewood Drive, we're not promoting that.
No, because it's just the home office. And,
I thought
and
so.
Got it.
Yeah. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And that being the case, they don't want to list any physical address. You'll just be listed Biloxi. Not even a zip
yes,
code.
Perfect.
And
right.
You're out in the field most of the time. You don't want anyone driving out there knocking on your door. Google doesn't want that either. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would,
I got one
sure.
question. I might have asked you this before, but
okay, no problem.
Outside of the $199, and
right.
I mean,
Great question. Is there
what else, what unexpected or anything that, because I know there's $199, but
correct.
I don't want to be surprised with anything.
Yes. So actually what I was about to say, and I'm happy to answer the question, the voice verification that I'm required to read, and we are Google Premier Partners, and I do have to read it. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know, among other things, that $199 is a fixed flat rate. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profit. You're not paying per click, call, or job. There are no surprises.
What about,
Donna,
what do they call that? Like when you start an account, was it like a
prorated
or whatever, all that other, yes.
Yeah, so I was able, when we spoke before, to waive your setup fee. So I could still honor that. Even the first month is just the $199 out the door.
Okay, so you say even the first month. So now what is it then after that? That's every month.
I just want to be clear.
That's all. I don't mind it. I just need to know, have an understanding beforehand. That's all.
Yeah, of course. So even that first month, there's no setup fee. Every month, from the beginning is going to be, exactly that $199. Now, like I said, the voice verification, it's recorded. You can stop me, though, if you have any questions, if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, Mr. Jacobs, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there, take a look at the client interview calendar together, and schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
All right.
Okay, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Jacobs, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
WB Jacobs LLC Concrete Services.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Jacobs, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Willie Jacobs, owner.
Okay. And then, Willie, as the owner of WB Jacobs LLC Concrete Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Willie, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Jacobs, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to see you and contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Jacobs. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then it also says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online remains accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely...
Well, I'll tell you what. As long as you guys do business good with me, I don't jump around. Take care of me. I'll take care of you. That's that. Bottom line.
That, if I can be honest, is the answer that I prefer. I mean, it is not an exclusivity clause where, you know, we're not saying you can't hire someone else, but you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. You did basically say that that would be okay with you, and I appreciate that. The reason that we ask is, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will, as I mentioned, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, we just ask that you let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the rate to that fixed rate of $199, waiving the initial setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course with the website included, Willie, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 15th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Jacobs will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will. Of course, that means you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Jacobs, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and do agree.
Okay. And then, Mr. Jacobs, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American
Visa.
Express, or to Visa? Is it your name on that card, the business name,
yes,
or both?
My name. It'll be my name.
And it's Willie Jacobs, no middle initial?
Yep.
Okay.
Nope, Willie with the IE on the end.
Okay. And then Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S. And you said that was a Visa card, Willie. I'm actually
correct.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 4081-8810-0107-1312, expires 1222, and the security code is 163.
Okay, so I've got 163 on the back, and December or 12 of 2022 for the expiration date. The card itself, was it 40-81-88-10-0107-1312?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home?
395-32.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Mr. Jacobs, if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And again, it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Mr. Jacobs, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is central. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive that text message before you receive the email, but if you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like I can still get you in at 4 o'clock if that works for you, or the last available would be 5 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
4 o'clock is fine.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself, like I said, takes about half that time. Sometime in that first half hour, we'll give you a call. If I'm available, I'll be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician. They give me about a minute's notice when they're ready, and I'm not sure who it will be just yet. It's really whoever's first available. If I'm not available, if I'm on a phone call, when they're ready, they will initiate that phone call, but they'll be able to take care of you quite easily. I'll send you in just a second here a calendar invite since it's within that hour. Otherwise, our automated system would send you a reminder that the call is scheduled the following hour. Too late for that email to get sent out, but it should be, you know, like I said, in this next upcoming hour, they'll give you that follow-up call. Now, in case I'm not on that call, I wanted to set up a security question for you. And this is moving forward as well. It's for your protection, meaning anyone who calls us and says they're associated with their business should know both the question and answer unprompted, or at least know the answer when we ask them the question. And anyone calling you saying that they're with Local Splash will know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and of course, the question and answer unprompted.
Well, I can tell you, Biz, you won't get a call from anybody but me.
I don't expect to, and you are the only one
I'll be the only person you'll ever talk to.
Okay, that works out fine. I'll put that in the notes too. So your choices for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name, first pet's name.
And what is the answer?
Duke.
Duke. That's just D-U-K-E. And then I have to put it in twice. All right. So you're set and squared away there. We've got that follow-up call scheduled for the next hour. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I've got a text message saying we send a copy of your invoice to
That's the one. Yeah. So if you've got, if you're able to click anywhere on that text message, it should go where we want it to go. Or if you've got the email that you can access, it would take you, if you click on the click here, to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Talking about the services we'll be providing for your business, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Okay, I'm looking at the email where it says click here to accept the subscription terms.
There you go. Yeah, so click on the blue click here. It is hyperlinked, and it goes directly where we want it to go, which is the terms of experience. And again, everything we went over in the voice verification contained here. Talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization. Of course, it will mirror your content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but still a lot of people. They want you to get those phone calls as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google. And, of course, the landing page is your website. We are, of course, going to build, host, maintain, and update that. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please either copy and paste or type in Willie Jacobs exactly as it appears there. So case sensitive, capital W, capital J, with the space just between Willie and Jacobs, but not a space before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful not to copy an extra space. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Jacobs, that does a couple of things, few things really. First of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that it is the exact amount of $199 and never a penny more, that we're including the website for you, that we've waived your setup fee. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to make sure that you are and to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as allowing us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Mr. Jacobs, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason it's asking you for a username and a password, our automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already activated and that you are trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. It is coming, though, from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Now, once your tracking system is active, in the next couple of days, you'll get by text and email both the username and a default password. You can change that password once you log in. Some people never do, and that's fine. I can give you already the username. It cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It is simply the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers. So 228-424-2972, that is the username. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That way we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. You can email anything and everything to the support email. It's the catch-all for everything related to your account, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview in this upcoming hour, they'll give you photos at localsplash.com. If you want to SPHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com, if you want to email the photos team directly. Other than that, you are all set and squared away. Like I said, sometime within maybe the next half hour or so, not within the next 15 or 20 minutes, though, maybe 5 or 10 or 15 minutes after the hour. Hopefully they're not too far behind. Otherwise, it might be 20 or 25 minutes after the hour that we give you that phone call. If I am available, like I said, I'll be on that call. Otherwise, the client interview technician will initiate that call on their own. In any case, you'll be off the phone by 5 o'clock here, as it is scheduled for this next hour. And I hope that I am on that call. You know, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, although I'll just say hello and introduce you to your client interview technician. I hope I'm not on a phone call, but like I said, I never do know if it's going to be 5 or 10 or 15 minutes after the hour. I try to not be on a phone call, but, you know, sometimes I am. But other than that, you're all set and squared away, and we are going to give you a call back in this upcoming hour. Pretty excited to get it going for you. Want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting that website up and running and getting your name out there a little bit more, getting people to call you directly. Looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, well, hey, like I said, man, if the business is, runs like you've been talking to me and laying the stuff on me, man, then I should be in really good shape.
Well, you know, like I said, we just want the opportunity to get things going for you. Make sure that you do use that tracking and reporting system once we send you the username and the password. You can see 24/7 access to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for individual searches and things like that.
Right. Okay.
The other thing that you can do, of course, is you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Just as a reminder, the cost of advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business.
Yes, you're right. I got a CPA, and he's always on me about that. So
There you go. All righty. Well, like I said, I hope I'm available to speak with you for just a couple of moments before we do that client interview. If not, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon.
All right. And, Paul, one last thing. What was your extension?
Again, my extension is 746. It's the same toll-free number. Yeah, 746. Same toll-free number with 746 as my extension. Client support is just one, or option one, extension one.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate it.
All right, Willie. Appreciate you, too. Thanks. Right. Thank you for messaging me. You take care, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
All right, you too. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.